Christian.
Welcome, friends, to the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Christian O'Connell Show. Yesterday, after the show, we were having a meeting here in the studio that I'm broadcasting to you live from. And one of the engineers here stuck his head around the door. And I said to Tom, I said, who the hell is that? And... And he said, I goes, oh my God, that's Bradley Bacon. Carried on. I was like, hey, we're going to have to rewind. Surname Bacon? That's amazing. If my surname's Bacon, I've got a T-shirt with Bacon on the front of it. It's a great icebreaker. Patsy, his name is Bradley Bacon.
I wasn't aware his surname was that of Bacon. That's weird, isn't it? Like, I've heard of Baker, Smith, Jones, White, but Bacon is a really unusual surname.
Anyway.
Don't you think?
We were amazed, okay, and I want to know if we can basically fill a table with a banquet, basically, of food surnames. Does anyone else have a food surname? Bless Jack, he's got this. He's had his phone out for the last half an hour, staring at every single entry in there, trying to bend the words and letters into being a food.
I mean, up to Jay and my contacts, and I just want to see if there's anybody I know who has a surname of a food. The best I could do was... Kathy Baker, like maybe baked goods?
No.
Yes, it does.
It's 3 degrees. You've got to go, Bradley Bacon.
Or I went to school with the Fry twins. So you fry up some
That's like
bacon.
Methods of cooking, isn't it? Baking
Yeah,
and
but
frying.
We want on the table.
We want food.
It's like there's no like, Bradley Bacon, he's bacon. That's it. Mm. So food surnames. Now, Perry, who works on the show, said, oh, yeah, no, I went to school with someone called Aaron Cheney. I went there. There's no way that's true. There's no way that's true. That is not true. That's like one of those, I had a doctor called Ivor Whopper, okay? We've had those calls. Yes. Do you remember on nominative determinism?
If he called in, we'd go, just don't put him on his line.
Ivor Whopper,
just wants
we've
to win
had
free
that
tickets.
One. Ivor Biggin, all the Ivors. Aaron Cheney is up there with those, Perry. I smell BS. That's who you went to school with. BS. First name, Bull. You know the rest.
His evidence as well is getting up the guy's Facebook page, but you can write anything in your Facebook page.
He's the master of Adobe, isn't he? He's doing some sort of fakery there. Deep fake, Perry. All right, so food surnames. At the moment, we have Bradley Bacon. The holy grail for me is Barry Onions and Dave Pepperoni. Let's go to Monica. Food surnames is what we're after today. What have you got, Monica?
I worked with a lovely young boy called Marcus Cappuccino.
Cappuccino's there. Beverage Cappuccino. This is great. Marcus Cappuccino. Let's go to Tanya Hicks. So who did you work for? Is it Barry Onions?
No, it was Robert Sultana.
Great one.
The humble Sultana. Robert Sultanas might be the best one at the moment. Oh, Tani, thank you so much for calling in. I love that. Thank you. Have we got here Kat?
Hello. Hello, team. How are you going?
Hey, Kat. Good. Great name. I love the name Kat. Morning, Kat.
Surname's Bunny.
Yours?
Yep.
Wait, your name is Kat Bunny?
It sure is.
Get out of it. Come on. That's like a professional name, like an entertainer or something. Entertainer, not real human.
No, I'm not an entertainer by no means.
Your name is Catherine.
I go by Kat.
Yeah?
And it's Kat Bunny.
And the spelling of the bunny?
E-Y.
Wow. Bunny.
Okay, but do we eat a bunny?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, rabbit.
Well, you eat rabbit, but you would never say, serve me some bunny.
But it's in the etymology, its root origin word is rabbit. Yeah, you call it a chook, but it's a chicken.
All right, I didn't know you'd pull the etymology card.
Oh, you have to, Jack. I'm never far away from going up the etymology root origins of the word. Cat Bunny, great name. What do you do, Cat Bunny?
I work for Peter's Ice Cream.
Gotcha. Oh, nice
Peter
job.
Ice Cream.
Yes.
not his real name.
All right. Cat Bunny, thank you very much. Who's at the table so far? So we've got Cat Bunny.
Oh, good. Yes.
No. The team are a little bit wobbly today.
When you do it, I'll just do it simply from memory.
Yeah. Yes. Go on then.
All right. We've got Bradley Bacon.
Yep. Yes.
We've got Cat Bunny. We've got Robert Sultana. And we've got Marcus Cappuccino.
There we go.
Jack.
All up there.
The Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Christian O'Connell Show. We're on the hunt. If you know anyone, it might be you who has a surname that's a food. After we met one of our engineers yesterday. Amazing surname, Bacon, B-A-C-O-N. It actually is spelt the same way. Bradley Bacon. So we're trying to form a banquet now. Who's at the table? We need your food surnames. So who's joining Bradley Bacon, Jack?
Sitting with Bradley Bacon is Michael Beveridge, Marcus Cappuccino, Robert Sultana, and Kat Bunny.
Few more. What about everybody wait for Helen Olive? Helen Olive has just texted me. And Murray Waters.
Yeah, you got to take some water.
We need some water there. Thank you very much, Murray Waters. Let's go to the lines now, see what we've got. Hey, Diane, welcome to the show.
It's Diane, and my husband worked with a guy by the name of Bert Pineapple.
Come on. Really?
Yes, yes.
What a name.
I laughed when I heard it too.
Yeah, Bert Pineapple.
Now that sounds like a kid's entertainer.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, that's on someone's passport. They're always going to go look at you and go, what? Every medical form and that, there's Mr. B Pineapple. Bert Pineapple, awesome name. I'm going to have to Google him now. I want to know more about him. All right, Bert Pineapple, welcome to the table. Deanne, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we do special ways people insist you call their name. It's Diane. You know, it's same with Lionel. No, it's Lionel. No, it's Lionel Messi. Okay. So, Andrea, or it could be Andrea. Andrea.
My girlfriend, when I was at uni, her mum was originally Janice Jelly, and then she got married and became Janice Honey.
Oh, Dubler.
Oh, Dubler, this is great. We're going to give her a double-barreled name. Janice Jellis. No, Janice Jelly
Janice
Honey.
Jelly. Yeah, Janice Jelly, Jelly Honey.
Got
yeah,
it. It's classic. So good. Feels like a kid's rhyme. You've got to repeat 10 times and then spin round. Andrea, thank you very much. You call me.
You're welcome. See ya. Bye.
Why do the producers label up certain people, right, their origin in the brackets? It's got Andrea that's there, brackets, Kiwi.
Be careful.
He does that with the Scottish ones, I've noticed as well. Some of you do. The English ones are the worst ones. They're like, well, it's another one of them. There should be a quota. There's him, and then he's brought more. Meredith, we're looking for food surnames. What have you got?
Many years ago, I worked for solicitors, and another solicitor rang our office, and his name was Michael Cold Ham.
Nah, you can't have cold ham. Ham, yes.
No, cold John ham. Ham. No, pass the cold ham.
No, you don't ever say pass the cold ham. You don't say
If there was a table with some cold cuts and some warm
cold
ham
cuts.
And a toasty, and I wanted just the cold ham.
No, I'd go, sorry, what? I want the lukewarm ham, please. I'll have the warmed up ham. I'll have the hot burger. I'm sorry, Meredith. Not at the bacon table. I'm sorry. No cold ham on this table. No, we've got to be strong. Sorry, Meredith. Come on. Alice. God, I'm so excited because apparently you can move me a bit closer to the Holy Grail, finding someone like Barry Onions or Dave Pepperoni. Do you know an onion?
I know a bougie onion. So I was a front office lady and had to take a phone call from Mrs. O'Nion.
And she might know Diane, who I spoke to earlier. Diane Uniana. So what's actually spelt onion? Yeah.
And she said O-N-I-O-N-S, but there was no apostrophe. It was onion.
Oh, no apostrophe means that's Miss Onions.
Yeah, we found her. We found her. Mrs. Onions is at the table.
Do you remember her first name?
No, I don't. It was about 10 years ago, but I will never forget.
And do you think, was this someone in Australia? Someone in Australia called in?
Yes, yes.
Oh, let's Google this, okay? There must be a Mrs. Onions out there. But anyway, Mrs. Onions is at the table. This is exciting. Huge breakthrough. Thank you very much, Alice.
Show podcast.